Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
and love and marriage goes together like Joe and Cindy.
Aww.
712 Moody Radio. It's time for My Marriage Matters with Joe and Cindy Farini. Thanks for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank
hey,
you.
Great to be with you guys.
And I heard you're going to dog sit for me. That's really generous of you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know who started that rumor.
My mom doesn't even like pet animals. She's like, what do I do?
Well, we'll just talk about that. I only need you to watch them for a month or two this summer, okay? So we'll talk about that a little bit.
Pet fish.
They're not real fish. She just has fake fish floating in a bowl.
Really? I'm not.
Yeah, I told her I flipped him upside down when I was over there. I was like, "Oh no, Mom, you're fish."
Cindy, fish aren't that complicated. If you get a beta, you don't hardly have to do anything.
That's okay. Thank you.
We're not home long enough.
You know, God made animals,
long
Cindy.
To be able to take care of
She's
them.
She's got
you know?
Kids.
That's true. So you got a note with a spicy family situation going on. Can you tell us the basics of this story?
Sure. Well, it seems that the husband and wife have some grandchildren, and other family members want to sort of join in their plans. It doesn't sound like it's the mom and dad of the grandkids so much as maybe extended family. So while I don't know for sure, I'm thinking that maybe the kids are from out of town, the grandchildren, but I'm not really sure about that. So everybody maybe just wants to sort of join in the fun. And they have kind of tried to let them know that they would like some time just with their grandchildren by themselves. And I don't think they're taking the hint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that when family doesn't take the hint. It's like Uncle Jimmy.
No.
Hey, I'm coming over. Come on, let's hang out.
And they're all Italian in Brian's family.
That's what Uncle Jimmy sounds like, right?
Hey, come on over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this can be complicated, you two, right? I mean, because you don't want to, you know, I mean, you don't want family drama.
Yeah, that's hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, as a rule, family gatherings are just, I mean, they're a lot of fun. I think everybody just needs to understand on this one that there are times when grandma and grandpa just need to build some memories with their grandchildren. And so I think grandma and grandpa need to take the kids out, go on an outing, like a date. And if the extended family needs to be told anything, they just need to let them know that this is their time to be with the kids. And the whole world will work something out together some other time.
So what's step one in trying to address the issue of those who aren't taking the hint? I mean, do you avoid it all by just keeping it a secret so they don't know when the grandkids are over? Do you have to actually confront them?
You know, that's really a good point, Brian, because as Joe and I were talking about this yesterday, I don't feel like everybody has to know everything that everyone is doing. And so I feel that in this case, well, partly it's a manners issue. I feel like the family that's, if you will, intruding isn't really showing good manners, and they're not respecting the family who's wanting to spend time just with their grandchildren. And it doesn't sound like they want to monopolize their time, and it's just them. It just sounds like they want some time just with the children by themselves. And so they said that they have said something and that the other people make them feel guilty. So I think I would probably use two words. And I probably would say, I would really like for you to respect and to honor my request that we'd like to be with these children. And we'll let you know when we're getting together with a bunch of people. Mm. And if they don't, you know, I guess I would try to keep it a little bit secret. I don't think that lying is good, but I would just say, you know, we have some plans and we'd like to, carry those plans out. And we'll let you know when we have opportunity to get together in a larger group.
Yeah.
I guess that's easier than just moving in the middle of the night, not telling anyone where you went, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So Uncle Jimmy can't find you.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't the first thing that came to my mind.
So what are some other recommendations on how to deal with situations like this where family won't take the hint?
Yeah.
Well, I guess just, you know, I don't think you need to divulge all your plans. I think you need to plan what you want and include those people that you want to include. I think it's easy to hurt people's feelings to exclude people, but that's not what I'm trying to say. What I want to say is include them on other occasions. And I think it's, for me, I think it's always important when I spend certain time just with my grandchildren or my daughters mm-hmm. or the whole family. I think it's really fun. In fact, recently we were talking about my daughters and I getting together, and Christina said, if we do it this day, you know, the two boys will join us. And I said, well, not that I don't want the boys, because I love the boys. I love spending time with them, but I'd love for it to be a girl night out where yeah. we can just enjoy adult conversation, and then we'll do something different another time, including them. So I feel like that's just a part of growing relationships, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Now, what if like a conflict arises out of this, then what do you do? Like if they're like, well, that's not fair. Or if you post a picture on Facebook and then they realize, oh, you hung out without me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you know, I couldn't help but think that as I read this scenario in the beginning, that there's a little touch of unhealthiness in this thing. And I'm not quite understanding totally why this is such an issue, to be honest with you. And so if there are some extenuating circumstances or issues that need to be addressed, and I think those need to be addressed, but not to cause it to interfere between grandma and grandpa and the kids. I just think that's that would be a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just need to be establishing, as we always say, establishing some healthy boundaries in this relationship as well. So, Cindy,
yeah,
I know you have your hand up there.
I know that my hand's rising up here. I love what Leslie Vernick says, and she says, a healthy relationship is mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. And we say this quote every so often. And I feel like this extended family maybe really isn't being respectful of some of the boundaries. And so to me, that makes the relationship just a little bit unhealthy. And so I think it's going to be tough sometimes to call them on it,
mm-hmm.
but I think it has to be done, because if you don't, then I think you're going to have bitterness and you know, just hardship in the family. If they are upset about it, then that becomes, if you will, their issue. As long as it's handled kindly and it's not done in a, you know, an angered
uh-huh.
way.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, 7:19, time's running short here. So how can folks get connected with you two more deeply if they want to learn more?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook and join us there every Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock. We'll have a little post for them to enjoy. And if they have a question, the best place is our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Wonderful. Thanks.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank
all right.
You. All right. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.